nation and to find a store near you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is just an unbelievable catastrophe. Up and down the streets of downtown Port-au-Prince, where I am right now, there is not one building, not one structure, not one house, not one business that hasn't been either heavily damaged or destroyed. But more disturbing, when you go up many of the streets, there are bodies lying on the side of the streets. The bodies have been paid some respect. What people are doing is they pass them by as they're putting sheets over them. However, there are absolutely no police, fire, emergency authorities on the scene, and the search for survivors continues. It's kind of like chaos and anarchy.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air once again, and our focus this hour is the situation in Haiti. You'll recall it was 1 year ago that devastating earthquake struck. So this week, a lot of focus on what has been done and what hasn't been done, and what you ought to know about what has happened to the contributions that you made for relief to Haiti. We get started with reporter Gary Tookman. That was a year ago, describing what happened in Haiti. Thousands of people have gathered this week in the capital to mark the moment that that earthquake struck a year ago, killed 316,000 people, according to the revised figures from the prime minister. The services that were held this week, a lot of memorial services in various venues, including one at the ruins of the National Cathedral. It was attended by a papal envoy to Haiti, government officials, foreign dignitaries. The magnitude 7 earthquake hit the island of Haiti and left 1.3 million people without a home. Now, let's get focused on some of the input here, various stories from talk radio and talk television this week and in the past year, starting with Andrea Mitchell from NBC, speaking with Thomas Teague, who is the CEO of Direct Relief International. A year after the quake, Haiti remains unstable, he says.
What can be done given the enormity of the challenge? Groups such as yours trying so hard to get the relief to the people who need it.
Right. Well, I mean, as President Clinton said, it's a staggering set of challenges, and there's really nothing to compare to the sheer loss of life of 230,000 people in a matter of minutes. We have nothing in our history of the U.S. country to compare it to. So recognizing that puts it in some context, but like anywhere else, it's a combination of a private economy getting going, jobs, functioning government that provides stability and security for the people, and then the nonprofit groups like Direct Relief from the outside and within Haiti to provide those things that the government is unable or unwilling to cover, and things that don't make great business sense but still need to get done. So Direct Relief has been able to really try to shore up both the government and the private facilities, just providing medical care, which was frail to begin with, got broken in the earthquake, and is now trying to deal with the double whammy, the big cholera epidemic that's killing people.
And in fact, what we're hearing now from our reporters down there, from Mara and others, is that the initial reports from the election observers indicate there are going to be challenges to the legitimacy of this election, which could lead to, you know, potentially more protests than we know down in Haiti, what that could mean as well. So you have less stability and the likelihood you're not going to have an effective government with whom to channel relief.
Right. I think that for the long term, you need a functioning government anywhere. There's no scenario in the world where either business does everything, right, or governments do everything. So, you know, both private business and governments have to play their roles. So we're focused just on the health piece, and there's groups like Partners in Health that we work with extensively are doing a lot of clinical services and trying to shore up the human resources needed and provide the care. So in the interim, just within health alone, there's staggering challenges. So Direct Relief is really focused on trying to bring in the needed resources and make sure there's an efficient allocation and distribution and transparency to that process, which thankfully we've been able to do despite some of the reports about other materials being held up in customs and those other matters that cause frustration.
And what can we do aside from the fact that we have failed to really follow up as effectively as many people think we should have, all of us collectively as a nation?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always easy to be frustrated, and it's not hard to find a tough, frustrating story in Haiti. So there's no option to quit, though. I mean, this is something that is unprecedented in our hemisphere's history.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. You can Leave us a call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 877-541-5250. This is your review of the outstanding hits, the outstanding topics during the week, 2 hours a day, and a three-hour weekend show called The Countdown. We're focused on Haiti. Here is from CBS, Bill Plant, speaking with reporter Randall Pinkston. Pinkston says there is a huge problem funneling the relief money that has been donated by many of you directly into the country and into the people.
Tell us a little bit about where the relief efforts stand 1 year on.
Well, Bill, to put it simply, there is still a lot of work and many years ahead before Haiti even begins to get back to where it was. And keep in mind that where it was not in a good place. Haiti, before the earthquake, was the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere. A lot of poverty here, people existing, 50% of the population existing on $2 a day. They are worse off than that now, so coming back will take a long time. About relief, millions, billions of dollars were raised on behalf of Haitian earthquake victims, NGOs, non-government organizations, humanitarian organizations. The Haitian government, for example, is having difficulty. There's a big political fight going on over the election. The government institutions, 27 of 29 ministries were destroyed. So there are some problems funneling the aid to the people who need it. Right now, depending on whose estimate you believe, you have anywhere from 800,000 to 1.2 million people still in tents. Now, that's better than it was a year ago, but obviously nowhere near the kind of picture you'd like to see.
And reconstruction is hardly progressing at all, we understand. And the rubble, the piles of rubble generated by that quake have really not been cleared up in most places, right?
Again, depending on whose estimates you believe, you have anywhere from 5% to 20% of the rubble that has been cleared. Now, we must say that the streets, thankfully, are passable. But you look in the locations where the buildings came down, those lots are still filled. You can't rebuild until you can get the rubble out. You have to have somewhere to take the rubble. The government hasn't really designated enough sites for that, so you have all kind of illegal dumping going on. And heavy equipment obviously would be the most efficient way to remove the rubble, but there's a program here that allows manual removal of the rubble in order to put money in Haitian people's hands so that they can buy food.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic tablet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, nothing is proven to get you to sleep faster than Advil PM liquid gels. Fact. Advil PM liquid gels are the only liquid-filled capsules created just for nighttime pain. Fact. Advil PM liquid gels rush liquid fast relief to ease your pain and help you fall asleep fast. The facts say it all. When pain keeps you from getting to sleep fast, make Advil PM liquid gels your number one choice.
Comparisons based on OTC nighttime pain relievers. Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
I'm all about the three S's. Stock up, save money, and simplify.
Member Renee Chevalier on the Sam's Club January Stock Up event.
I stock up now and save big on the basics we use all the time. Detergent, paper towel.
Health and beauty products, too. Save over retail on brands like Tide, Bounty, and Colgate. And sample all the Sam's Club values and benefits January 12th through 25th with no membership required.
Now that's simple.
Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rolling along on the countdown, Doug Steffen here with, we went to NBC, CBS, now it's ABC's turn. Tanya Rivera speaking with Dr. Daniel Gorzon and contractor Tim Trainer.
So as you, of course, are well aware, today marks the one-year anniversary of the 7.0 magnitude earthquake that hit Haiti. Yet many reports say there hasn't been much change. Can you tell us why that is so?
Yeah, you know, Tanya, that question is one that we ask ourselves every year. As you know, I've been coming down here a little over 12 years, and every time we come back, we keep asking ourselves, why doesn't Haiti flourish like its neighbor, the Dominican Republic? The answer has always been the same, and unfortunately, it's the same after the earthquake, and it's due to the lack of infrastructure, the government corruption, with money that comes in, not getting it directly to the people to improve in the conditions, except for some areas like here in Milo, where we can provide education, rehabilitation services, prosthetics, and even a road that you can travel that you don't need spine surgery after traveling.
Tim or Dr. Berzon, perhaps one of you can address why so many people are still living in tents and what happened to the billions of dollars of relief effort.
Well, we're certainly asking ourselves the same questions, but as far as the funding goes, we haven't seen very much of that up here in Milo. I tell you, from my experiences in Port-au-Prince, it appears that, again, a lack of a central plan, a comprehensive plan. It seems like great areas within the city and the outlying areas are still filled with rubble. There's no way, there's been absolutely no progress whatsoever on trying to remove that rubble. And there seems to be a great amount of frustration among the aid workers, a number of the NGOs, that really speaks to the fact that they see that what very easily can be done in a very short period of time to improve the quality of life of the people that are living in these tents, getting into more permanent housing. But that lack of central government, that lack of authority, their sovereignty is still here in Haiti, and you can't just walk in here without their permission and start fixing things and changing things.
Here's the final cut from the news media, final hat trick plus one, CNN's Jonathan Mann speaking with Dr. Henry Ford.
1 year after all of this happened, you've been back a number of times, you're back once again. What's your sense of how Haiti, how Port-au-Prince is doing?
There's no question that the devastation that we saw, the misery, the suffering persists today. It's quite a sombering moment right now for me to recognize that after 1 year, the country is really in a state that I can best describe as suspended animation. Really, not much is going on. You've heard it. The rubble is still there. People, over a million refugees are still in tents, and the medical condition is really not much better.
So much of the help has come from around the world, and when people look at the situation, they say, well, not enough has come from outside. What about the Haitian government itself? You were born in Port-au-Prince. Are the people there frustrated that they haven't been able, that their government hasn't been able to do more?
Well, I think that where we are right now is that we're at a standstill. I mean, there is people want to do, people want to contribute to the relief effort. People want to actually try to make a difference. But the impasse that we find ourselves in, that with regards to the political system, has basically put a complete halt to everything. And part of it was the anticipation that the new government was going to be taken over. And so there was a lack of willingness on the part of the donor countries to probably move forward with their pledges because of the uncertainty. And that's mostly a function of the history of Haiti's political instability.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour, the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be along in this very unique overview of what is going on in the world of news talk radio, news talk television. Haitian aid groups, mostly the Red Cross, have been criticized this week. There's a lot of money that has been unspent. The Red Cross took in twice what they've actually spent, and they have their usual excuses as to why they haven't used it, et cetera, et cetera. But the fact is that you gave money mostly to the Red Cross, and it hasn't been used, and that is it's deceitful, I think. And there are so many problems that need to be addressed here. $2 billion worth of money given to hundreds of charities, and less than $1 billion has been spent. Here's radio host Jimmy Cefalo speaking with North Miami Mayor Andre Pierre, who is a Haitian American, says the political turmoil down there doesn't help the rebuild process either.
We want to be joined, and we're pleased to be joined by the North Miami Mayor, a Haitian American, Andre Pierre. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Thanks for joining us today.
I want to say let's honor the memory of the more than 300,000 people that lost their lives. Mm. Along with so many Americans, including personnel from the United States, and the United Nations, that were there helping Haiti go through its struggle.
Yeah, absolutely, Mr. Mayor. How are things in Haiti? How often do you visit, and what can we do? Because you know, you sit here and you feel awfully helpless looking at the conditions there a year later. What can we do to help?
Well, in the last year, I have taken about four official trips to Haiti, and a couple of them were pretty much fact-finding mission, and one was on behalf of the United States government. And it's you know, Jimmy, and I have to be honest with you, Haiti needs all of us, you know, including the international community to help Haiti. And you just mentioned it. You know, one year later after the earthquake, the rubble is still there. People are still, you know, living in horrible condition. There's a cholera outbreak. And to put matters worse, there is political turmoil, okay, that is going on in this country. And Haiti is one of those countries that have been fighting for its life since independence on 1804.
Right.
So over 200 years, you know, we have a country that is constantly going through struggle after struggle. And I think, you know, here in the United States, we need to take a hard look at what's going on in Haiti and make a determination. Are we going to help Haiti? Are we going to continue to have a failed foreign policy for Haiti? Because the United States have been very different to Haiti. And if you remember back in 1800, that there were so many Haitian soldiers that came to Savannah, Georgia, to fight and save, you know, that city for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our history go way back. You know, this is, you know, one hand has washed the other.
Yes. No, we've been great friends through the years. But it seems, Mr. Mayor, that at some point there's got to be a stable government in Haiti. I was just on the island of Hispaniola last weekend. I happen to be in the Dominican Republic. And as you know, they share this wonderful island with a river that separates them. But the difference in their government structure is so different, a stable government in the Dominican Republic, an unstable government in Haiti. And I think until you fix that issue, I don't know how much the international community can do. Now, maybe we can help to establish that stable government. Maybe that's where we have to go.
Well, Jimmy, I think you just hit the nails on its head, okay? We need to help Haiti out in terms of creating a functional transparency and a workable government for the people of Haiti.
Right.
And somehow we have never looked into those avenues to make sure that we can actually build that government.
Right.
And I think it's our, you know, duties and obligations to do so, especially us here in South Florida.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
With a new sort of mattress from Sam's Club, I'll never need to count sheep again.
Sam's Club member Jennifer Jagoda.
I can take home any Serta in stock or get it delivered for just a little more. That saves me time and money.
Quality Serta twin mattresses start at just $99.87. Satisfaction guaranteed. Serta from Sam's Club. One more way your membership helps you get a good night's sleep.
No sheep required.
Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save Sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your PetPerks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $5 on select varieties of Beneful dog food. Select cans of Frisky's Wet Cat Food are 30 for $12. And save 20% on our new line of GNC pet supplements for dogs and cats. Right now at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends January 30th. Excludes Frisky's.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Yes, we continue now on our countdown, overviewing what you need to know if you've been following the story of Haiti, perhaps from your own perspective. After that magnitude 7 earthquake striking there, Americans responded, giving billions of dollars to charities. But much of that money remains unspent, and criticism is mounting that the international aid response has not moved fast enough to alleviate the suffering there. Talk host Paul W. Smith on his radio program speaks with fellow talk show host on the same station, in fact, Mitch Album. He happens to be in Haiti doing relief work and doing his program from there this week.
I know you'd like to say things are a heck of a lot better a year later. Maybe they're a heck of a lot better, but I understand they're still quite bad.
Well, you know, it's a pretty torn country, and you can still see a year later rubble in the streets, and even worse, small tents for living outside a year later, and sadly a lot of those tents have become permanent homes for a lot of the residents here. At this particular mission orphanage that we have here, our goal is, you know, as I've said before, you can't fix the whole country, but you can fix a little piece of it, and we're working on fixing a piece of it right here. We're building a school that we have 25 people here from Detroit who came down with us that we lovingly nicknamed the Detroit Muscle Crew, and they're a group of carpenters and roofers and electricians and all the rest. And in addition, we brought medical people with us this time. And between the all the elbow grease in the building and the medical staff, we've managed to do great things. Even the few days we've been here, we'll be here the rest of the week.
It is astounding. On this anniversary date, they are still finding bodies in the rubble. We still have survivors living in tents, 380,000 children living in tents. You're trying to help there with your orphanage, with your school, and with the Detroit Muscle Crew that you just talked about. And we salute you for all of that. How many times have you been back to Haiti now?
This is my sixth or seventh trip now. Today, symbolically, we bought 40 beds and put them together, bunk beds, and today will be the first night in a year, Paul, that the kids get to sleep inside. They've been sleeping out on the dirt and on the ground since the earthquake a year ago, and we told them this marks the anniversary of the earthquake, but it also marks the anniversary of starting a new year, and they need to get back inside and go back to the lives that they had.
Some of them had to sleep outside or in tents before the big problem a year ago, so you're making lives better, not just better from the effects of that earthquake, but better than it was even before then.
Well, we hope so. I mean, I know people say, well, you know, we have problems in Detroit, and that's true, and I've never ducked away from those either, but, you know, sometimes things happen that jump in front of you, as this did, and here you're talking about people staying alive, kids staying alive. We've had kids see doctors here who have never seen a doctor before in their lives, and so I think we have enough in our hearts to do both. We can take care of a small little orphanage here in Haiti and still take care of our problems in Detroit.
Two talk radio people, Mitch Albom and Paul W. Smith, talking about Albom's contribution working in Haiti. A lot of talk radio people, more so than talk television people, are advocates for things like this, advocates for change, advocates for help. And this is one example of many people doing an extraordinarily good job in helping, because after all, that's why we're here. All of us are here to help. Interesting to look at what's going on. Again, the news media getting on to something, and this is an example of them not doing a bad job, because you ought to know that a lot of the money that you gave to supposedly help these people hasn't been put to work. On a recent day, a couple hundred young people gathering on the back patio of the headquarters of the American Red Cross, wearing T-shirts with their logo emblazoned on the front and the front and the back there, trying to get soap, apparently. They head out every day to go around to various places in Haiti to get people to clean up, and that's, at this point in time, the best and biggest thing the Red Cross apparently is doing. Meanwhile, the Red Cross here says it has helped all these thousands of people, they say, in Haiti, spent $250 million in the past year, but it raised twice that much. The Red Cross isn't the only one that has left people in the dark and has a lot of money in the bank that was earmarked for Haiti. There is a survey out this week of 60 different charities by the Chronicle of Philanthropy showing less than 40% of the money that has been raised has been spent. That's pretty atrocious, isn't it? Some of the people at the Red Cross tell you it's foolish to spend all the money at this time. They said the Red Cross has a commitment to spending the dollars wisely. And so what does that mean? Probably the question. There are Doctors Without Borders who are there. The people there have been very critical in Doctors Without Borders, saying it's unconscionable that aid groups have launched more fundraising appeals. Their coffers remain filled. They need the help, and they aren't getting it. So what do you make of that? There is a lot of criticism aimed at the Red Cross. I do it frequently because I don't think they do what they say they're going to do. They're just a big business that happens to be nonprofit, and they don't honor the commitments that they make to people. And it's been this way for a long, long time. And what irks a lot of people, including me, is the fact that they sell a lot of the stuff they get for nothing, and they say, well, it's to cover their expenses. But if you look at the bottom line, what the people are making that run the Red Cross and how monies have been spent and how much money they have in the bank, you'd be astounded. These things aren't as public as they ought to be. Here's another one of the groups critical, Oxfam, releasing a report criticizing the slow pace of recovery. There's a group called the Disaster Accountability Project pushing these charities like the Red Cross to divulge more information about their activities. One of the heads of the project said, quote, if a donor is going to invest in an organization to do relief work, they ought to know how the organization is doing and what they're doing, the activities they're supporting on a daily basis, whether or not they're operating in the same theater or different theaters. This information is not forthcoming, just a lot of glad-handing. And so if you go to the websites, they're still asking for money. 200 organizations still have on their websites appeals for money to help the people in Haiti. So where is it going? Some of the people down there say it's so difficult to work in Haiti because of the political constructs. There's a step forward and you go two steps back. That may or may not be the case, but the question still remains, why hasn't more of the money been spent? Or if, in fact, they say they have a lot of money, why don't they get into organizing and working and moving these things along? And a lot of them will say, well, you just don't understand. Well, what I understand is that a lot of promises are made and they are not kept. That's the way I read it. How do you read it? 800-510-8255. You think things are A-OK? Those of you who are connected to that area, it's sort of, I don't want to use the word refreshing, but it's good to know that we are in the face of all of the talk about Tucson and Arizona and gun control and talk radio and talk television and who's to blame for Arizona, that we can take some time and actually focus on this problem, which needs to be solved as well. And that's what a lot of the conversation is about, solving the problem. So we'll get to your calls in just a moment. Here, stand by on the countdown.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends Metafast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Metafast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Metafast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetafastKen.com. That's MetafastKen.com or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetafastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
I'm all about the three S's. Stock up, save money, and simplify.
Member Renee Chevalier on the Sam's Club January Stock Up event.
I stock up now and save big on the basics we use all the time. Detergent, paper towels.
Health and beauty products, too. Save over retail on brands like Tide, Bounty, and Colgate. And sample all the Sam's Club values and benefits January 12th through 25th with no membership required.
Now that's simple.
Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not 5 or 6. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen on the countdown now going to Chicago. Actually, folks listening to the station in Hammond, Indiana, Nicole is on the air, and it seems that you're upset, Nicole.
Well, I think the money that was pledged to the
the earthquake actually reach the people in Haiti, which it hasn't, and we know that. A fraction of the money has actually gone there, and most of it has gone to international aid organizations, and most of them haven't used that aid money either. So all this money that's been pledged to help Haiti hasn't reached Haiti, and now we're going to turn it back over to the Haitian government. What should happen instead, and should have happened from the very beginning, is that aid agencies should be working in coordination with the government so that we can reach the people in Haiti that need the services the most, that we don't duplicate services in places we don't need it, and we don't provide services that aren't necessary. And part of the way you do that is also to involve the people of Haiti, the women's grassroots groups, for example, working in the camps, bring their voices to the table so that we know how to efficiently and effectively address this issue. And let me just give you one example, which is we know we need lighting in the camps. We passed out flashlights. We didn't consult the grassroots groups, and we ended up passing out battery-operated flashlights. So what happens when the batteries die? You have a pile of useless flashlights. If they had just been talking to the grassroots groups and the other people in the camps, they would have known to use solar-powered flashlights or wind-up flashlights. So it's things like that that have been incredibly inefficient in what we've been doing in terms of international organizational aid that could have been changed and done so much more efficiently and effectively if we had just worked in coordination with the government and with the people.
There's a suggestion that needs to be sort of ruminated around. Thank you, Nicole. 800-510-8255. Another lady listening in South Carolina named Carol is on the air.
I wanted to talk about my experience. I've been to Haiti before and after the earthquake. And I was actually on my way to live and work with two dear friends who tragically passed away in the earthquake. But I decided to go and work for 2 months. And what was most important about that experience was that I wanted to think about how to be very accountable and work with community grassroots-oriented organizations. There's a new camp in Jacmel called Bois Vital that actually came out of a response to the high rates of sexual assault in the camps. And it's a mother-focused. It's for mothers with children. And they've built it up so that it's a lot more secure. And it's they have, like, a really good... they have concrete foundation. They have good drainage. It's like night and day.
Yeah. A lot of people are calling with relief work stories from Haiti, and that's refreshing and good to know that people here in America are that giving and that interested. These are compelling stories. Alex is based in Miami and has something to say about, again, back to the focus of the relief money being wasted.
But what we've been talking about, and a lot of people don't understand, we've been dancing around it, because now, which is a fact, billions of dollars were raised by Americans all over this country and sent to Haiti, not to the Haitian government, but to NGOs. So who's corrupt now? Because this money, I mean, this is a point where we have to look at the totality of Haiti and see right now and ask the question, who is the corrupt institution, entity now? Because the Haitian government did not receive any of this money. This money, 99.9% of it went to international aid organizations, some of whom were created on the fly so that they could administer this money. A lot of problems we've been discussing here, you notice, we've been talking about aid organizations, not the Haitian government. This was U.S. policy. Dead from the 1940s or 50s, there was a way to emasculate the Haitian government. So they created these NGOs. Now, Haiti hasn't received any aid outside of humanitarian aid. And even that money has never reached the Haitian government hands. That money has been to Save the Children, UNICEF, whatever you want. You could go down the line of about 100 or so organizations. And this was U.S. policy from the 1940 on to emasculate the Haitian government because of this whole deal of corruption. Well, 50 years later, okay, with the Haitian government having little resources at its disposal, Haiti is worse off than it was back then.
A lot of people don't like NGOs. They see them, as you're suggesting, as an arm of the government, only they're not really. They get hidden and masked. Adam in Connecticut, go ahead.
Well, I think donors need to be asking more questions, and they need to be really engaged and look at these groups' websites And if all they see are pictures, appeals to emotion, big aggregate numbers, I mean, maybe it's just have reports coming out now, and it's huge numbers. And they have, let's say, the number for food and how much they spent. But they don't tell you they stopped feeding. Most teachers won't tell you when they have that big number that looks really impressive that they stopped feeding in camps in April. And so donors need to really be more critical, ask more questions, be more engaged, and then make decisions about who they should give money to. And right now, if your donors slow down for the next month, these groups have tons of cash on hand. So I think really donors need to be much more engaged, ask harder questions, and demand more transparency from these organizations.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Are you selling what they're buying? No, probably the other way around. Are you buying what they're selling in terms of the non-profits, non-governmental organizations, NGOs don't ask for money. They get money from various governments. I remember traveling around the world, various places, Africa especially, where organizations based in America, non-governmental organizations, get a lot of money because Congress specifies that you can't give the money directly to the government. So they do the projects, they do the building, they set up the activities, and they make sure that American companies are used so they become an intermediary. It just sets up a lot of money and a lot of pass-through for people who used to be government workers, most of them. In the meantime, back to our callers about Haiti, 800-510-8255 specifically. Here's Paul listening in Florida with an admission.
Well, you know, this is rather interesting. Of course, the Haitian state is quite corrupt. There's no question about that. But who has worked with those governments? That is, the U.S. supported the Duvalier dictatorship since it came to power in 1957, continued to support the Duvalier dictatorship all the way through. When there was, in fact, an election in Haiti in 1990 where a president came to power and was trying to clean house, bring about reforms in the public administration, challenge corruption, but also change the policies to favor the increased minimum wage for the Haitian workers in the assembly industries, provide more health care services and so on. He was considered to be too radical for the United States, and he was undermined by U.S. policy. So, and the World Bank and the IMF never supported these efforts. So in effect, what we have is, the claim that the Haitian government is being bypassed because it is corrupt. Yes, but at the same time, these corrupt practices are tolerated because these governments in turn respond to the interests and the policies that the U.S. and other governments and the foreign international financial institutions want to push on Haiti. So you can't have it both ways.
Can't have it both ways. Corruption. The United States has supported that corruption. We're hearing that story echoing quite a bit here as we get your calls at 800-510-8255. Janice in Virginia has worked with one of these NGOs.
Hello, and I've had the extreme pleasure of working with an NGO that gives money to Haitians rather than the other way around, and that is the Ford Haitian Orphanage in Greece and Guard, northern Haiti. The aid that I have seen has all been in the rural areas, and I've seen doctors give up a week of their practice and donate their services at a clinic that's run out of Providence United Methodist Church in Charlotte. No one who goes gets any money. They all spend their own money to get there, and they give out soap. They've drilled wells. It's kind of amazing what U.S. citizens are willing to do in extreme hardship. And working in the clinic, it's 110 degrees, and people come, the patients come and wait all day in the sun to be seen by a doctor. I have just the most respect for Haitians. They work so hard. Just trying to get enough to eat for a day. They care so much about their children. It's amazing to see how the communities raise the children. We'll often at the clinic see someone who's a grandmother or a mother or a neighbor who brings in a child that, they may have carried or walked for miles to get there. But that's in rural northern Haiti. That's nothing to do with Port-au-Prince. Even though we were seeing people with broken arms 100 miles from Port-au-Prince right after the earthquake.
Stories, great stories for us to be thinking about. Pierre in St. Louis, let's finish it up with you.
Number one, I would like to talk about the cholera and the fact that it came from Nepal. And those Nepalese came to Haiti because of President Bush's politics of removing Aristide in Haiti. If had Aristide allowed to finish his term and be judged by the international community for whatever crime he may have committed, we wouldn't need those Nepalese to bring the cholera in Haiti and cause more sufferances than what we already have been experiencing.
All right,
and
I want to let me get one more. Glenn in Grand Rapids, you have something to say quickly.
Yes, I guess a multi-part thing. I was wondering how much the corruption that I had heard early on of the leadership there or the lack of leadership there is affecting the aid, and if we're actually experiencing resistance from the general population of America stepping in. And I realize that our intentions might be good, however good they are. We always seem to be at the forefront of any of the headlines of assistance, and we appear to be, just like America's trying to get their finger in one more pie, seems to be the reaction we get from the global community the global community.
Yeah, we're overstepping our bounds. We have too many things to do and not enough money to do it. Thank you all.